If I text the whole time, does it bother, like, the speakers or anything?
No, but what does bother me is watching the fucking Florida haters.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is muted. Good. 2020, 50 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Oh, shit.
Yeah, this actually looks like
we're starting off the episode with Florida Gators versus Tennessee.
Oh, fuck you guys.
50 seconds left.
This is
in the fourth
quarter. Painful to watch for me.
Because Steven, apparently, he went to this school. Ooh, big deal.
I went to university.
Yeah.
I went to an actual college and.
I went and got a degree.
I was smart about what major
I
Steven, picked.
You got a degree, but can you whip my ass? I stole that from Chris Rock, all right?
Yeah, all right, that's cool.
He's like, you a master? You a master of me, motherfucker?
That's a good point, actually.
He's like, oh, you got your degree, but can you whip my ass?
Yeah. Like, I know it's stupid that I care about how the people in the blue shirts do, but, like, I don't know.
Who's their quarterback?
Felipe
Who
Franks.
Who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
Wait, what was his name again?
Felipe Franks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is he, like, half white, half...
I
half
guess.
Hot dog?
I don't know. Oh, shit. Oh, because Frank, because it's
is
a
he,
hot dog.
Is he half white,
funny.
Half hot sauce? Oh! I'll be here all day.
Yeah, all right. I hope Franks. Not. I was here all day, and it was really depressing.
We're trying to find a host for Drunken Monkey. Anybody want a host out there?
Yeah. Anybody
Call
listening?
In. Call us
this
now.
This is a live podcast. Yeah. You can find us
for
on...
For those of you who are watching us on Periscope.
Is that a
U-porn.
Drone camera?
Huh?
No. It's like on
no,
wires.
They have yeah. It's like they have wires, so it like hangs around and shit. It's weird. All right, what
it
are they
looks
doing
like
here?
A drone camera. That would be cool.
Is he doing the?
Why are they
the...
not? Okay, why are they not taking a timeout?
Wait, is he doing
they got
Dynasty?
Two,
is that
fuck
Hova?
Them?
Did you see
God
the sign
damn it.
He's putting up Hova?
Yeah, he's doing the Jay Z hands
it's
or whatever.
Rock, baby.
What the fuck are they doing here? They had 40 fucking
third
seconds.
And one. Here we go. Oh, he made it. First down.
But now they can't do anything with it because they didn't
the clock is still
fucking
going.
Stop the clock and they had two timeouts.
No, they did a timeout.
No, but they had two.
Yeah, they should
to go.
Used
they should have used
this
one
is
before this.
Not
play.
Really that important.
I it
there's
it's important
children
to
starving
me, damn it.
In third world countries.
Yeah, and we're not going to talk about any of them for the duration of this podcast. We
have these guys over here.
Them.
They're like, oh, what am I going to do?
Ugh.
Do you think my mom will still let me use her credit card if they lose?
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know.
And this guy's like, I
there's
gotta keep my job.
There's nothing to use your, like, nothing to pay, like.
And this head coach is like, I'm gonna be fired in 2 years.
Gainesville doesn't have anything to spend big money on, so it's fine.
So they like, spend it on football.
Dude, we went out to Gainesville for that show at Rockies.
Mm-hmm.
How was that?
Oh, man, it was like during the... Be like pre-hurricane, so everyone's
oh,
like
shit.
Freaking out.
Everyone's
like,
hunkering down,
there was
as
like
it were.
12 people there.
Oh my god!
Yikes!
Well, it sounds like a normal Wednesday for them. So,
yeah, that place. Like,
I'm sorry.
Has that place been dying out or something? I don't know. But dude, we were there, and
well, okay. So there was a guy Brian Fox that was running it for a while, and he like knew how to bring out a crowd. And then there was like another guy that ran it for a bit who would put on like really good shows. Crowds would come out. AJ Gill. But
yeah,
then Brian
I was there
moved
that
to Jax, and then AJ moved up to Atlanta.
Right.
And then...
I think I went there. The first time I went, AJ was running it, and it was fucking a blast.
No, yeah. It was so fucking good. Because AJ is awesome, and he knows how to put on a show.
Oh! Game over, bro. Touchdown,
oh my
Gators.
God, they just fucking won the game. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, guys. It fucking happened. Holy shit.
Wow.
Holy shit! Oh my god!
They're just like piling on each other.
They just made a touchdown. Florida Gators
shit.
Made a touchdown. Look at all these people. Yes, I can still use my mom's money!
Oh my god! They just like they did the Hail Mary and it worked. Oh my god, they hailed Mary and she listened.
That was amazing.
That never happens.
That was amazing.
Holy shit.
Oh, well, that wraps up the podcast, guys. Hey, keep
I'm
it up
done.
For MeUndies.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for all your sponsors.
Oh my god.
Oh, look at this guy crying.
Oh no, show the losers more.
Was he
I want to
really
see
bad?
The losers.
I know. I want to see them very upset.
Oh my god.
Up. Touchdown.
Oh, touchdown.
Game over.
Yeah, you got it.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Off.
All right. I got to watch this. I got to watch this. All right.
Shit. All right. So he's going back for the Hail Mary. Those of you who aren't watching.
He's chucking it from like 60 yards out.
And this guy wide open, basically.
Open. Catches it, falls down in the end zone.
He had him. He was further than him.
Oh, my God.
Look at this guy.
Yes.
God, I wasted money on this alpha for nothing.
Oh, my God. That is so brilliant.
Look at this guy. Woo, get to keep my job for another week.
Mm-hmm.
So
oh,
Gators
my
won,
God.
Guys.
Yeah.
Cool. All right.
All right. We can turn this off now.
The podcast?
No, the TV. All right. I don't know.
So, yeah, Gators won, guys.
I could tell it was bothering Joey, so, yeah.
We can still keep it, but I'll just be, trashing it the whole time. But yeah, you can keep it on. Keep
all
it
right.
On.
Okay, cool.
Keep it on.
All right.
It'll be like we're at the studio with, like, we're recording an album, but there's, like, live Rolling Stones playing on the TV in the back.
Mm.
So you're like, wow, we suck compared to
So you wanted me to turn it on, but now you're going to make fun of me for turning it back on?
No. Like, when you're in the studio and you're recording music, usually there's, like, a TV on in the studio.
Oh, okay.
But it's, like, the sound is usually off.
And it's, and it's usually, like, whatever they want. But it's in, like, the professional studios, it's, like, a live concert of, like, some badass band.
Inspirational
purposes. Uh-huh.
But really, it's just like, hey, you guys aren't shit.
Yeah. It's like, look at this video of The Who playing in front of 60,000 people and listen to your garbage-ass fucking demo. Sorry.
Oh, man.
Speaking of now we can just lip sync. So basically, what I was trying to do is try to throw that Hail Mary and make sure that wide receiver was down there. And then it's like, oh, my God, really? So, when they caught the ball, were you, like, really happy? You're damn right I was fucking happy. I told my wife, I said, look, bitch, if we win the game tonight, I'm going to come home and give you some fall-off-the-bone ribs.
The University of Arkansas, their coach, Brett Bielema, after, like, winning some game, like, that he should not have won.
For those of you who didn't see the rerun, here we go again. 13, Franks, 70-yard touchdown.
Boom. All right. That was great.
Boom goes the dynamite.
It's not going to get old watching it. But so the University of Arkansas, they had a head coach, Brett Bielema. I think he still coaches there. After, like, some game, they're like, hey, what are you going to do, like, now? He's like, I'm going to go home and jump on the wife. It was like,
whoa.
Yeah. Like, live TV said that shit.
Wow.
So, like, anytime the school wins, like, everyone is like, you know, like, oh, God, poor Mrs. Bielema.
They're like, I'm going to go home and hammer my wife.
Yeah. Because he's, like, a big guy, too. So it's, like, it was just like, we did not need that mental image.
They lose, and they're like, what are you going to go home and do now? I'm going to go home and beat my wife.
No! What are you going to go home and do now? I'm going to go to Disneyland and beat the shit out of my wife.
In front of the kids, they're gonna be traumatized for years.
What are you gonna do now? Anal, straight up anal.
I'm gonna engage in that sodomy everyone talks about.
I'm probably gonna go home and watch some porn in the basement. Make sure my wife's sleeping. One more time for those of you who didn't see the first 7 times.
It's so beautiful.
It's so beautiful. Oh, it's the play of the game? No shit, Napa.
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah. It's almost as if the whole game hinged on that. Yeah.
So they're playing the touchdown pass once again, for those of you who know.
Oh, they're
watching.
Playing it again.
And
oh
again,
my God.
From this view.
How many cameras do they have? I want to see them all. Oh, my God.
That guy's like, that guy still won't go to the NFL. Isn't that sad?
Yeah. There's
Cleveland.
Like maybe like
know.
2-3 people on the field that might go, but
you never know. This guy might go.
Yeah, there was like 7 people on the Gators defense that went
this
last year.
This guy's like, I'm definitely not going. That was all luck.
Yeah. I like how people are going to call him a good quarterback.
What if he just like
now?
Smack some random girl's ass? He's like, woo, yeah, psh, woo. All right.
I feel like he's just like, I feel like I'm supposed to wave my hand like this. I don't know.
That's his wife right there?
I guess, yeah.
Looks like she had.
They're all gonna get fucked up tonight.
She looks like she had his hand on his ass.
Yeah, she might have. I don't know.
All right.
I don't know how this
Look at
works.
That cop.
All right, we can turn it off.
You see the cop celebrating on the side?
Yeah.
Look at that tax dollars just going to waste.
Mm-hmm. No, like at the end of the so like halfway through the fourth quarter, they will like the entire perimeter of the field they put cops on.
Oh yeah,
like
so
every
goes crazy.
Like 10, 15 feet. So like you see them all like standing facing the crowd. So no one rushes the field after all right, the game.
Cool. We just did 10 minutes on college football,
fucking
baby.
Yep. Yep.
Cop gets
Beggars
excited, just pulls out his
chooses.
Gun. He's like, woo!
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Like, oh, you guys are fans, and you guys aren't doing anything. Because, like, they, yeah. like I don't know, it's people are fans from Gainesville.
The cops are like, all right, let's George go arrest people. Some minorities.
Oh, my God. Did you hear about, like, there was this... So the Gainesville PD have like an Instagram feed and they posted a picture of like three cops like helping out with Irma or some shit. And they were all like hot guys or something. Hmm. So it kind of went viral of like, oh, cute cops or whatever. And then one of them actually like one of them, like somebody discovered that he had posted a bunch of anti-Semitic shit on Facebook.
Geez. Ah, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So,
oh, how am I not surprised?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Gainesville cop.
Hmm. Yeah.
Gainesville cop is a Nazi.
Yeah. So it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, dude. It's like once you get off the exit, going to like their downtown little bar area.
Uh huh.
It's like gun shop.
Yeah.
And then it's like nothing for miles, and then another gun shop.
Yeah. Like, no, right. Yeah. If you take Williston, it seems like the middle of nowhere.
I'm like, all
but
right.
if you go North like West Archer Florida. Or Newberry, it's kind of normal seeming.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
So you've lived there for 4 years. That's right.
More than four. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, no. I graduated high school in 2009. I graduated college in 15. So,
oh,
like,
shit.
5 or 6 years. Yeah. Yeah. Because I did not have my shit together.
Steven was
coming
too busy
out of high
partying.
School. Yeah.
Getting the puss.
No,
what do you mean?
Really.
Like you didn't have enough credits? Like you didn't have like credits or you were like not taking enough classes?
I would like I kept like failing classes and shit. And then like I took like 3 semesters off total. And
oh, that's right.
I got like, I withdrawed like 1 semester and shit like that.
Withdrawled from what?
Like
opioids?
Classes, yeah. No, no, it was like one of the like that was like the semester where like the depression and shit got real bad.
I look over at Ray and he's just fucking cold sweating. He's like, withdraw from one, huh, Joey?
You got any beer, Steven?
Oh, is that what it is?
I gotta quit drinking.
You haven't been drinking?
Nah, I drank last night. I got really fucked up last night.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what else is new?
Yeah. It was Halloween Horror Nights. It's,
oh, how was that shit?
It was fun.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's pretty good. The scare zones are shit, though, this year. It's just, like, the one of them, like, there's no theme. It's just, like, skulls.
Mm. What do you mean scare zone?
Like, okay, so, like, you got your houses, which are, like, the mazes that you walk through that, uh-huh. where they scare the shit out of you. And the scare zones are just, like... like a certain area where they have scare actors.
Oh, right, with like chainsaws and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Do they still have chainsaws?
Yeah. In the Simpsons area, they got clowns with chainsaws running around. That was pretty cool.
They had that last
year,
too.
And so one of them just has skulls?
Is that like a common thing?
Yeah, yeah. It's one. Yeah, I don't know what the theme was. I didn't even read it, and it just looked like everyone had skulls and skeletons on and shit like that.
Then
there was
Skull
like an
Kingdom.
Alien invasion one, which kind of sucked because it just felt like. Like, hey, let's try to make Men in Black scary. This is kind of shitty.
I feel like if they did an Alien one though,
it would.
Where
be
you're
awesome.
Like walking through like a ship from the movie Alien or something.
Yeah. There was a house
that
like
would
that.
Be so fucking terrifying.
Yeah. It'd be super scary if they did like Third Encounters.
Yeah.
Or First Encounters of the Third Kind.
Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I'll edit that part.
Yeah, like all the original.
Yeah.
Really
that's what I was trying to get to. God damn it. I should have just went with the noise.
Yeah.
It'd have been really scary if they came out like. Bam, 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 bam. All right. Do, 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 bam, bam. You guys remember Fire in the Sky?
I have heard of it, yeah.
The guy that...
Like, where it's like the alien abduction shit. Yeah.
And then he like gets flashbacks because like the syrup like falls in his mouth.
Oh, shit.
Like he's like chasing his daughter and he like crawls under the table and then he knocks over the pancake syrup and then the syrup starts dripping off the table and like into its mouth and that's how he gets the flashbacks of the alien putting like this liquid in his mouth. It's such a shitty ass movie.
Yeah.
It's so bad.
I saw a trailer on YouTube once and it was like, "Oh, this looks like
I think it's 80s, late 80s.
It looks like
early
a Lifetime Lifetime movie
basically.
But it's in the worst way.
Yeah, it's basically Lifetime does an alien movie.
Yeah. I want Lifetime to like do like Lifetime movies, but that just go batshit crazy halfway through. because they're all like it's all like family drama shit of like you know at the end like one guy like maybe like punches another guy and that's the big resolution.
Lifetime does an alien movie and the aliens they take advantage of the humans without consent.
Mm.
And it's like a very... All right, I'm sorry.
All right.
Getting rapey. Okay.
I was about to say, like, it starts out as a family drama and then, like, a nuclear winter happens. And then they have to survive difficult conditions.
The beginning's like a serious domestic violence scene, but by the end of it, it's like extraterrestrial clowns made him punch his wife.
Yeah.
There we go. That's what I was trying to get
bam.
To.
Bam.
Or like one where it's like a period drama, but it's like a family thing, and it's like this one guy who like spends too much time at work, so she thinks he's cheating on her, but really it turns out he's faking the moon landing.
And still, there's a scene where like a 16-year-old's like, "You can't tell me what to do, Mom. Love is love," and the guy's like 36, picking her up. And then by the end of the movie, she's like, "You were right, Mom. He was too old for me."
The end of the movie, it's she's dropping her son off at football camp, and it zooms out, and it's Penn State.
Wow. Remember, call me after your shower.
Oh, shit. Oh, man.
About the 36-year-old picks up the 16-year-old, and at the end of the movie, she's like, "You're right, Mom. I should call Dad." Okay, I'm
sorry. What? Okay.
It turns out the 36-year-old is really a 400-year-old vampire. You're right, Mom. He was too old for me.
The 36-year-old was actually a sniper, and he ended up training another. Okay.
Okay.
He was a Marine sniper.
The 36-year-old was actually a Marine sniper who got killed because he was helping another Marine.
And he's been resurrected back to life to bang 16-year-old
American Sniper 2.
American Sniper 2, summer before freshman year.
Havana Nights.
Starring Bradley Cooper.
And Jennifer Lawrence's little sister.
And that toy doll that they used as a baby.
And Jennifer Lawrence's little sister in Hunger Games.
Did you hear about that? Where like there was the scene in American Sniper where like he's supposed to be holding a baby, but it's like a doll, and it's like a toy baby that's very obviously a toy baby. It's just they kept it in there.
That's so why didn't they just get a real baby? Like, how hard would it be to get a real baby?
Because Clint Eastwood does not give a fuck when he makes movies.
And while Bradley Cooper's holding it, he's like, "Wow, I'm really riding this hangover wave."
Yeah. Well, there's like stories of like people will like be working on a Clint Eastwood film and they'll like run through a scene really quick and they'll be like, "Okay, that was a good rehearsal. When do we film it?" And then he'll be like, "No, we just filmed it." And they're like, what? We only did one take?
He's like, yeah, I'm like, good.
Yeah,
I'm tired.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the guy's fucking, he's like an octogenarian or a nonagenarian. Huh?
He's been drinking all day, so he's just like,
yeah,
whatever.
He doesn't give a fuck. And it's like, and you can tell that because his movies are shitty now. He had like a good run of like two or three decent movies.
What good
and
movie
then,
did he have?
Unforgiven was really good.
Which one's that?
It was like the Western from like the early 90s.
Oh.
Where he plays like the old guy who's like a bounty hunter or whatever.
Oh, you mean like his actual movies?
Yeah.
Like Dirty Harry?
No, like the ones where he directed Unforgiven.
Oh, all right.
Because he started directing in like the 70s.
Mm.
And then Million Dollar Baby I heard was good.
I haven't seen that
I've
one.
Seen parts of it. I didn't see the whole thing.
I haven't even seen Baby Driver.
Yeah.
It was all right.
Still waiting for it to come out
Baby
on Netflix.
Baby Driver was like really kind of, it was fun, but then there was like a lot of scenes where I'm like, this was the director's just showing off.
Yeah.
And then the ending sucked.
Who directed
it? But I feel
it?
Like we've already talked about it. Nick Frost, maybe? No, not Nick Frost. Let me
Jack
look it
Frost.
Up. Yeah. Shit.
Makes
he's chilling.
Movies,
he's killing.
Jack
all
Frost?
Right.
Yeah.
Shit. Baby Driver.
It's all right. Nobody cares.
The guy that directed like half of Ant-Man before he was fired.
The dude from Judd.
Judd Apatow? Yeah, Judd Apatow did it.
Ryan Philippe. Somebody's screaming at the podcast right now.
Philippe Franks.
It's fucking
Ansel Elgort. No, Edgar Wright. Edgar Wright. Edgar Wright did
it. You said Ansel? That was
Ansel
actor.
Elgort, yeah.
Wait, who was it? Edgar Allan?
Edgar Wright.
Oh. Edgar Allan Poe?
Yeah.
So Al Pacino.
You drive the car really fast.
This car.
Fuck you, Joey. Because like I can hear it in my head. I know you're gonna say it.
The carbon monoxide coming out this car is so.
Oh man.
I feel like Luke Tyler was just hearing that. He's just like fucking yelling obscenities at us. He's like, what the fuck? How do you not like that movie that much? Also, blah, blah, whatever. Never mind. It was that one person and not the other person. Yeah.
I directed the movie.
Yeah.
All right.
Man.
No, but that's true because when people are, I know how it is when people are passionate about like movies. I'm like that with music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If someone's like,
normally I know shit.
If someone's
but today
mistaken like John Coltrane for like
mm-hmm.
fucking, I don't know.
Taylor Swift.
Bird or whatever. Birdman. Fuck. No, the Gators won. I don't give a shit about anything anymore. I'm good. Like, I can just peace out now.
Yeah.
Steven,
I don't know.
Steven can die happy now.
Did you get a host?
No, not yet. Let me text people. You guys do the podcast for a all bit. Right. I'm going to start texting.
So anyways, Big Pun. He was a pretty good rapper, huh?
Yeah, he was.
Pretty good.
Those are the hip-hop. Yeah, Big Pun was pretty good.
Did you put it in the Orlando comedy scene?
The wanted to host?
Yeah.
No, I'm not. I just texted a couple people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't like to.
Chris Alexander would probably do it.
Yeah, he would, yeah.
Yeah.
I gotta text Chris.
He's all ready right. to go.
Chris Alexander!
Dude, that fucking black across his forehead shit is hilarious.
He's so funny,
the
yeah.
The ashtray shit. I mean, the. Fuck.
Is like the constellation
Ash Wednesday.
Yeah. he has like a solid bit where it's just like tag.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's a funny guy.
Yeah, that's what happens when you go up all the time. And
yeah,
practice.
I should
yeah.
do that, shouldn't I? Yeah.
Yeah, I slacked this week.
Yeah,
the voices are gonna be in my head.
Sometimes you gotta do that. You gotta fucking relax.
Yeah,
and live life, and then you'll get some bits.
Yeah.
I try to keep four a week is like, the goal is 6 a week, but 4 a week.
Yeah, four a week is like good enough to like be like, all right, you're not getting worse.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
less
yeah,
than
yeah.
4 a week and you're fucked, but
yeah,
4 a week you're okay to.
Damn,
yeah.
I feel shitty when I do 4 a week. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
How many, you go up a lot, because you go to like weird rooms too.
Well, I do like maybe like 5. This week I'm probably didn't do 7.
Okay,
I think
cool.
I just do one more than 4, whatever, 5.
All right, yep, Chris got it. All right,
but I
cool.
somehow
fuck yeah.
end up doing six. So, really? Perfect.
Yep. Fuck yeah. Thanks, man.
Told you.
After six, I feel accomplished. And if I do any
yeah.
more than
if I'm
that,
like,
all right,
I did six a week, right. hell yeah.
Like, yeah. I feel good about myself.
If I did five, I'm like, all right, that's cool.
Yeah, yeah. If I do three, I'm just like, ah, fuck. I'm a piece of shit.
Dude, try taking like a whole week off.
Oh, God, I did that once, and I was fucking flipping out. Just in my head, it was like withdrawals.
Yeah,
you're
yeah.
like, I'm just psyching myself out.
Yeah, no, what, like, I'll
but
get.
But it also feels
like,
good because when you come back, you like you're fucking ready to
yeah.
go. Like,
yeah.
You're ready
yeah.
to do like 11 mics in a row. Because
your brain's
shit.
Been like running through all your shit
yeah,
all week,
yeah.
and then when you come back, you just like you're not. Because like I feel like I get like strung out where it's like if I do a lot in a row. Then it's like I kind of almost forget how to do it.
Do you guys because
like I'm in my head so much
down?
About it, huh?
Do you
nah.
Word for word write your bits down?
Nah,
I haven't been doing that. I've been just writing on stage.
Yeah.
I was so shitty too. At school. So like, if I see a notebook and a pen, I'm like, oh fuck.
Yeah.
yeah. No, I'll like write down like what the thing is.
Yeah. Yeah
like
yeah,
the
like
funny idea.
Yeah. Yeah, or like yeah. go over the premise in my head and I'll just like say
yeah.
it. Maybe like run
like
through.
Like I know
it.
The proper way I'm supposed to write it word for word, but I'm just so lazy in doing
yeah.
it. And I got like maybe three or four.
It's
bits
fine
because
sometimes
well,
it's good to keep a little bit of fat on
well,
there.
Well, there's so many jokes.
Yeah.
Like if I like
you don't want it too fucking.
Yeah.
Because like I feel like when you write it down word for word, you're starting to recite it.
Right.
But
yeah.
where you're just when you're just saying it. And it, you don't know
yeah.
it word for word, you're more conversational.
More yeah. Yeah,
that way you're in the moment. Because the
yeah.
best comedy is spontaneous.
Yeah,
comedy.
And
like in the moment, like everyone feels it. They're there in the moment as well.
And ideally, you want to be able to like jump out of a bit
and
start riffing
right.
from your bit. And then you can jump back in.
Yeah.
And so, and also, like, there's a lot of bits where you don't know what the best order to do them in, or like,
yeah.
you want to change shit up.
Yeah,
with
I've been
it
starting,
a lot.
On,
so,
starting out with like,
I feel like when you write it down, it like kind of sets it in stone of how you do
I
it.
I heard Ari say that he switch up the order of his bits.
Yeah.
Like he'll start with a closer and start with this
mm-hmm.
and then end with an opener and
yeah.
just flip it all back and forth. That way it's like fresh. I was
yeah.
like, oh, I'm going to start doing that.
Yeah.
I've always like kind of did that, but it's not like intentional. It's
yeah.
just whatever, like when I, like most of the time, there's not really a set list that I'm, like, doing. I just kind of go up, and, like, the first joke that pops
mm-hmm.
into my head after the last one is what I'm doing.
Yeah. No, like, I usually start with something that's, like, more, like, I got more, like, solid.
Yeah.
And that, like, I know works usually, and then I'll go into weird shit.
Yeah, sometimes I'll do that depending on, like, how the crowd is. Like,
yeah.
yesterday I went up first, so I was like, okay, well, I'll start with the DUI bit because that's
yeah.
the strongest bit.
Yeah.
And then I'll work into something new.
Yeah.
yeah. Dude, last night was fucking crazy.
Yeah.
It was fun.
I had
a good
set, and I was
first. It was a good show.
So,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So
that was like,
I
yeah.
When that was happening, I was like, oh, shit, it's about to be a hot-ass
no,
crowd.
Yeah, it was a
yeah.
good crowd. And then Kermit,
dude, I don't think anybody.
Kermit runs a good show, too.
Yeah, he
like,
was keeping it moving.
Yeah. I don't see him too often. But because he's like working,
he's a great.
But
host.
He's so fucking good. Yeah,
and he bumped me up. So shout out to Kermit.
Yeah,
thank you for
Kermit.
Because all of a sudden I looked at the list and I was like, God damn, there's like 9 people before I go, and there already had been like 10 people up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, whoa, I'm about to be here for like a fucking another hour.
Yeah. No, it was good. Yeah.
But then, like, that group of Key West people came.
Mm.
Was that, one of them was pretty good.
I didn't see any of them.
Oh.
Because, yeah, I don't watch the shows. I just hang out outside.
Steven's too good.
I can't fucking watch. It's awkward.
It's
after a while. After
now.
A while, yeah.
Like, it's like, ugh.
Yeah,
like, there's
like
a couple
trouble,
people
like,
I watch.
Watching stand up on my free time. Sometimes.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, if it's a night, if it's like a week that I've done a lot of like stand up, like I did like 6 mics or more that week, and I sit down to watch a special, I can't really can.
Yeah.
It's like, it's
yeah,
hard
you're like,
to
I'd rather watch something
so much
that has nothing to do with this shit.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
yeah.
You're
like
watching
already,
work.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, there's so many, like, most specials you see, like, they're not funny enough to where, like, you get lost in it and you're actually enjoying it.
Yeah.
You're
just
yeah.
looking at the mechanics of it.
Yeah, it gets
and you start breaking it down,
I think
and you're like, oh, why the fuck am I watching
I
this?
Think
you just get super analytical now.
Yeah.
I think the special marketplace is, like, on fire right now. Like, everyone's fucking getting one. And yeah. Just, dude, seriously, just let it die out. It has to die out.
Yeah, no, because, like, they're not fucking specials anymore.
Right. They're just like,
and it's
all
like,
the time.
Oh, you just released one 2 years ago and you already have a new one? No. It's like, you don't, like, no one writes that fast.
And then,
like, and if you do, if you have writers, sure, that's fine. But, like,
Kevin I think Hart you can write writers. That fast in 2 years. You can come up with an
yeah,
hour.
I guess 2 years yeah. is
if
fine.
You're doing a lot,
but like
of,
1 year.
If you're doing like 2 hours every night,
yeah.
All right. Like, yeah. Exactly. Probably, or like yeah. At least from Thursday to Sunday every week, an hour.
Yeah.
That's a lot. Or but at least like 15. I think that in this comedy store they do 15-minute slots.
Yeah.
And like if you're doing that every night, you can gain some shit in a year or two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The thing is with them, dude, it's like they're doing this shit full time. So it's like they don't mm-hmm. have jobs.
Yeah, that's true.
I feel like a lot of that's eventually going to get like kind of boring.
Fuck
they're just
them.
Sitting
just
around
kidding.
Not really doing shit for a while. Like until late.
Yeah, well,
shows
a lot of them
around.
Like are either doing like TV or they
like
have podcasts
radio spots and stuff like
and
that.
And
smoking
like,
a lot of
yeah,
weed.
Yeah. Stuff like that.
Smoking a lot of weed is a lot of work.
Yeah,
man, just
and like to get. Like,
you ever got like so like stoned that you're just like you don't even have like the strength to lift up your arm and like keep hitting it.
Dude,
like, just,
no,
Jesus
like,
Christ!
Or you're like holding the pipe for too long.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're like oh, I forgot I was smoking.
You're Jesus like, that, Christ!
That's
yeah,
when you,
when, like when you start smoking weed, like you go ham, like in like. High school, like, I remember just we used to just get as much pot as we can, and they're like, we're gonna smoke all of them. And then, like, nowadays, I'm like, that's a waste of weed.
Because, nowadays, like, that's like right when you get the sack. You're like, yeah, party time. And, oh, shit, I should probably conserve.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Steven's blood pressure's going up during this conversation.
No, it's just, I can't, yeah, that's, I have nothing to add.
I like when Steven's up there doing his drug. A bit.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like,
yeah.
This fucking fake ass motherfucker.
No. Fucking poser.
He's like, you should try this. It's good. I'm like, you're not even holding it right, bro.
All right. It's fine. I figure part of the funny part of
the
that
war on drugs
is that
should try drugs, and so should I.
I think part of the humor of the bit is that I very obviously am not a drug person. So it's like, I don't know. I
it's
thought
that
was
obvious,
a funny
though.
Thing. Okay,
is
yeah.
it obvious?
No, I thought it was.
So like,
apparently not.
Yeah, yeah, a lot of people.
When I do
weed,
the
like,
Nancy Reagan bit, it is pretty obvious.
They're like, he has a beard and shorts. Does he not smoke weed?
It's surprising how many, like there are people that are surprising and be like, oh shit, you smoke weed? I had no idea. Like, so it's just.
Yeah.
Universal as fuck.
Yeah. I got that from David Jolly the first time because I was like at Bull and Bush and I just whipped out a big ass joint. And I was like, anybody want to smoke this? And he's like, oh shit, you smoke Joey Ballsack? I'm like, yeah, motherfucker. What do you think this is? I gave him a ride home the other night and we hung out in his little apartment hood area.
Yeah.
Off Texas and Americana. And we like blazed and walked to the store and got beer. I'm like, we can just drive to the store. He's like, nah, man, around here we walk to the store. I was like, all right, we can walk to the store.
Yeah.
It was funny. We walked to the store, and the guy behind the cashier was like, he's like, oh, you're trying to get your blunts? Oh, you see? Oh, no, he's like, do you guys need anything else? Because Jolly got two beers, and then I got a water. And then the guy's like, you need anything else? And then Jolly's like, nah, we're good. And the guy's like, blunts? You don't need any blunts? And then and then Jolly's like, oh, yeah, we need some blunts. That's the whole reason why we came up here. And then the cashier's like, he's like, you see, if it wasn't for me, you guys wouldn't be smoking tonight. And I was like, wow, this is when you know you're at a liquor store in the hood.
That's a pretty good salesman, though. That's, yeah. He knows what sells.
He was cool as fuck. He's like, you see, I'm here for you. And he, like, dapped his chest. I'm like, wow, that guy's, like, certified.
You guys are walking away, and he's like, salam alaikum.
Oh, man.
That's great.
And he's walking away. He's like, just another dollar, motherfuckers. And then when we were walking across the street, it was definitely not the right of way to walk. The like light was green, and Jolly just walked across the street.
Oh, my God.
And this boy, D-Rugs, shout out to D-Rugs, he's like, he's like, that's when you know this motherfucker's from around here. He just walks across the street.
Oh, my God.
Dude, I worked at that Metro PCS there once upon a time.
For real?
Yeah, I think I'm... It's well, now the Metro PCS is across the street, and where Metro PCS used to be is a Cricket.
Oh. Yeah. Is Cricket like the new Metro PCS?
I guess. Yeah. So they're like coming up on the block.
They're like the Dollar General. Yeah,
they're like the new...
Metro
new,
PCS's Walmart.
They're
or
like
something.
The gang in the hood that's like a bunch of 16-year-olds. But you gotta watch out for them because they're coming up, you know?
Like the kids at the end of City of God that are like...
yeah, exactly.
It's like, you're fucking five, movie, man.
Dude, that movie never gets old.
Yeah.
Where they shot that kid in the foot.
Dude, I saw that one time. I'm like, I never need to see this movie again.
What?
That fucked me up, man.
Really?
Yeah the scene where they shoot the one kid in the foot. Like, oh, and it's the two kids. Because, like, when I saw it, like, my two brothers were, like, that age.
When Stephen watched it, he's like, people live in oppressed parts of the world?
Yeah. No, it was just, it fucked me up.
Wait,
man.
What do you mean they're not in?
I remember one guy died in that movie that I was really
sad about. Where's their front yards?
Why are they in a cul-de-sac?
Why don't they just have AC? Why are their windows open?
Don't they have an ice? Where's the ice cream man?
Yeah.
Why isn't everyone's yards perfectly mowed and edged?
Oh, shit, man. I mean, yeah. Nah, it fucked me up.
What do you mean the schools don't have AC?
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit's rough, bro.
Yeah,
that's a crazy fucking movie,
dude. I own that movie. I don't know how many times I've seen it, but
I think I have it on my laptop.
It never gets old.
You know what Rio did with their?
As soon as you put it in, he's like chasing the bird.
Yeah,
like during the soccer game,
mm-hmm.
like they're chasing with the machete,
mm-hmm.
and then you're like, "All right, I'm watching a great fucking film."
Yeah, it was a really good movie. Yeah. It was just it fucked me up for a while.
Probably gonna watch it tonight.
There was a cool thing that Rio did was because like there's so many people that live in the favelas, but you can't like get out of them because like the streets are so shitty.
Yeah,
like just like driving to and from them and commuting if you live there is awful. So they built like
plus it's like up too.
Yeah, so they built like between the hilltops. They built like gondolas, like a SkyTram thing.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, it's, like, mass transit is, like, cable cars. It's really cool.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And it just, like, connects to the train system.
That's when you know you're not in Kansas anymore.
Yeah, dude. And then Disney World's building one, because Disney World and favelas are basically the same. Yeah.
It's true.
Oh, fuck
Disney World. Disney World and hundreds of years of oppression is the same thing, you know?
Yeah. I've been to Epcot. I know what oppression is.
Dude, someone was saying, like, if Hurricane Irma was, like, Category 5 and it hit Central Florida, like, the Epcot ball would have, like, went on a huge, like, rampage.
It just starts rolling.
Just rolling, just smushing houses everywhere.
Wasn't there, like, a
killing
game,
everybody?
Like, for like PS2 or something.
Legends of the Hidden Temple?
No, it was like you were like it was like this beach ball game where like you just rolled around and picked up shit.
Yeah.
It was
it's
like
Kagami
or something.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I feel like why are we in the dark?
I don't know.
Is the power still out?
No, man.
Are we still going through hurricane?
Yeah, we can. You want to?
You guys, for the first 40 minutes of this podcast, we've been in the dark.
There's a new tropical storm that just got named today.
Jose?
It's still pretty fucking dark.
Okay.
Maria.
Oh.
Yeah, Maria.
How's it on the M? Oh, because tropical storm?
Bam.
Well, no. Because there was Lee was...
I'm like, it's dark. Steven goes and just turns off the other light that was on.
Yeah. fuck you.
That's
all right.
Match my soul.
But yeah, no, it was... there's Tropical Storm Lee, which probably won't do shit, and then Tropical Storm
Jose?
Maria just happened.
Up?
Huh? Yeah, it's just going north.
How do they name these things? Is it like the first
alphabetical
person that
order?
Meets it?
Yeah.
Or sees it, or spots it, or whatever?
They pick names of kids that got beat up in school a lot. So then, like, they're like, "Hey, Katrina." Now, when people hear your name, they're gonna respect that name. And then, yeah.
They're like, you too can be a hurricane.
Yeah.
They're like, if you just work hard, stay in school, yeah, you too can be a Category 5.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I guess it's all the nerds at, like, the Hurricane Center picket. I don't know.
Yeah.
Bunch of fucking nerds.
Yeah.
They're like, I don't know where it's going, but can I name it?
Yeah.
Well, anyways.
This one's going to be named Jose.
But they have, like, a list every year, and then it's, like, it alternates, like, so every other letter is, like, a boy's name, every other letter is a girl's name. And so it alternates. So, like, it goes, so, like, it would, Lee is a guy's name, and then Maria is a lady's name. Yeah. Yeah, Jose,
and then
whatever.
Sometimes they name it, I don't want to wait for our lives. Oh, my girlfriend's calling.
Oh, shit.
Hello?
Hola.
Hey, babe, let me call you back. We're on the podcast. All right. Love you. Bye.
How often does she call you?
A lot. Why?
Oh, I don't know.
That's how relationships work, Steven.
Yeah.
That's all day long?
Yeah,
why?
I can't. I'm not good at them because, like I don't talk to people at
how
all.
How often does
ever.
She call you?
Yeah, yeah.
What do you mean?
Like the like every few hours or what?
Oh, probably, yeah, at least every hour.
Ugh, that's, I couldn't do that, man.
Steven's like, ugh, how can you talk to someone?
Yeah. No, I'm seriously like
how could
that.
You talk to someone who loves you?
Yeah. My mom will call me and be like, what? You already called this week. What's
this is
the problem?
This is a different type of love, Steven.
Yeah, I know, but that's fine. All right.
Steven's like, what do you mean you don't push people away?
This is, this is the type of love that you make love to, Steven.
Oh, okay.
Not when my mommy calls me, it's
yeah,
it's,
all right,
once is
mind.
Enough.
All right, okay, fine. Yeah. All right.
How often do I talk to my mom
a day?
Good
point.
In the morning, that's it.
Yeah. No.
How often do you talk to the love, your partner?
Yeah. All right. That makes sense, I guess.
Your best friend who you share emotional, personal feelings with?
Yeah.
How often
right.
does that piece of shit call you?
Yeah, no. All right. Fine. I'm not good at the people thing. So
you should talk to the person that you're inside of.
Don't worry, then. Steven. One day you're gonna be one day Steven's gonna be deeply in love and he'll forget about us, right?
Yeah.
And I'm gonna call and be like, "How often does she call you?" It's more like, "How often do I stalk her?"
I feel like Steven. The only thing that would keep Steven from being the stalker is like. Just being like completely apathetic about it. Just, either, like, I could go like hide in her bushes, but that'd be way too.
Either
much
that or Steven's just like the ultimate pushover husband. Where she's like, go watch the game in the basement. He's like, okay. Hey guys, I have to watch the game in the basement.
Yeah. Steven's like the guy on the sitcom, but like the, not the main dude. The main dude's best friend that always comes over.
He's like single forever. He's like, oh, you're barbecuing again, huh? What a coincidence! I'm here.
He walks in on screen, and the crowd goes nuts. It's like, ah!
Yeah, yeah, because that guy never has his shit together. Or like he does, but he doesn't. He's like, what do you guys got to drink?
Basically, you're Patton Oswalt on Kings of Queens.
All right, I can do that.
Basically, you're Uncle Joey on Full House.
All right. Yeah.
Oh, man, that's funny.
How often does she call you? Ugh, gross.
No, I'm sorry, dude.
You're basically Barney Rubble.
How often do you guys fuck? Ugh. Gross.
Yeah, it's just like every relationship I'm in, I'm like, what? I already texted you today. I don't need to.
Every relationship Steven's been in. Watch out
now.
Which
is like, there's not many.
Watch out now.
They're
the
usually
list.
Really short. So,
you know, the multiple relationships. You know, I was on the show Bachelorette.
Been in like maybe like five.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Like four or five.
That's
I don't
more
know.
Than me.
But they're not very long lived, so. You know.
He's like, one of them was, you know, one girl pushed me in elementary. I pushed her back. That was one.
Yeah, I count that. Somebody, like, one time a waitress
I gave a girl
put
cooties,
a smiley.
That's two.
Yeah, one time a waitress put a smiley face on the receipt. I count that. I'm seeing her weekly. She doesn't see me. No, I'm just kidding.
He's like, one time the waitress left a smiley face on my receipt. I called my mom and I cried.
Is this what love feels like? Yeah. Mom, she put the smiley face.
No. So, like, okay, so Hooters. Their wings are pretty good.
Terrible.
I like their wings.
Really?
Their wings
wings.
I think they don't cook them enough.
Yeah, that's
they're like medium well.
Yeah, they are.
They need to be well done.
Their fries are good. And like, I don't know.
Their food's not that good.
Yeah.
You go to Hooters for
cleavage.
Yeah.
Their Daytona
You go to
Beach
Hooters
wings.
For pantyhose.
Yeah.
Okay. But what I'm saying is, I don't like that they sit down in the booth with you. I don't like that. Like, they sit down at your table when
Sometimes.
You order. Sometimes they do that, and it bothers me. I don't know, but it bothers me.
Why are you at Hooters anyways?
I went because they have, like, all-you-can-eat wings on Mondays, and there was, like, I had, like, Labor Day offers.
I feel like they'll sit down at the booth with you.
Yeah.
Like, depending on how desperate you look.
Yeah.
You know what they do with all-you-can-eat wings?
This guy gets laid a lot. He doesn't give a
shit. Yeah, they probably just bake them all in the morning, and then they're just already hot. Yeah,
a big, giant pile.
Well, that's how Zaxby's does it, where it's, like, when you order, like, so they fry the wings in a big batch. And they put the wings in an oven to keep them above 140 or whatever. They keep them hot. And then when you order, they put them back in the fryer for like 45 seconds to like get them extra crispy. And then they toss them.
Yeah. It's all fake, bro. Everywhere you go.
Yeah.
We're living in a simulation.
But the thing is, the wings weren't frozen before that. They actually cooked them.
Yeah.
And they're like kind of fresh out of the fryer. I don't know. Like, otherwise,
Fresh
like,
out the
you're,
frying pan into the
like
fire.
If you're buying, if you're getting wings at, like, Zaxby's or something, it's fast food. You don't want them to just sit the wings in for 8 minutes for fast food.
Yeah.
When you order, so.
Twin Peaks is pretty good.
Expensive, Twin Peaks? Though. That's a great show.
That is a crazy ass show.
I need to see season three. I need to
you
finish
ever seen season
two.
Three yet?
And then watch season three, yeah.
Is it that good? Everybody saw
yeah.
it.
I just went straight to season three.
Really?
Because I skipped over the. Yeah. There's no plot line. There's really.
No,
not
I was
much
talking
going
about
on.
Twin Peaks
yeah.
restaurant, but
huh?
I was talking about Twin
hey,
Peaks.
Hey, careful with that because if it gets loose, it'll
oh, yeah, no,
crash
yeah, no,
down
no.
and yeah,
no.
don't push on it.
I'm not pushing on it. I'm just moving this thing.
Okay. I feel like you were pushing on it, and then when I was like, "Don't push
I,
on
I
it," you're
like,
"Okay."
I feel like I'm on stage right now, just like holding.
You're doing the Bill Burr grab.
Yeah,
the Burr grab.
Yeah,
Michael Che does that too. All right, there we go.
I told you. I fucking told you.
This is the second I put a little bit of weight on it. That's
Ray
what
always.
Yeah,
you always make that noise like every episode too. It like has to be done.
I think I have ADD or something. Like yeah. I have to be fidgeting with something.
Yeah,
you should get a fidget spinner.
I should.
I'm that way too. I keep clicking this thing. So it mm-hmm. probably bothers Steven.
I got this. So I check it compulsively.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a dick. I grab it all the time.
Yeah.
It's annoying.
You yeah, ever but like, I mean, if you had a dick, you might as well grab it.
You ever been
what
like,
else do you do with yeah. it?
You ever been like jerking off and you don't really want to, but you're just like, fucking, I'm already here?
Yeah.
You ever jerked off hungover?
Dude, that will cure the hangover for a yeah, good yeah. 10 seconds.
Yeah dude. I like that. Yeah.
You'll be
it's
cured
like
for about
instant relief.
Yeah, it's like a minute relief from the fucking sledgehammer
yeah.
migraine. That
yeah.
you have. That's when you're... Ugh, I haven't had a hangover like that in a while. Thank gosh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When the, just those shitty hangovers that you wake up and it's just like, no. Like you open your eyes and it's just like, gonna be a long day.
Yeah. Or like you can like hear the your heart beating in your head.
And then
yeah.
you like go
yeah, you
drink
hear
a
your pulse.
Shit ton of like Gatorade or water or coconut water and it's like nothing.
Yeah.
Like, oh,
just
no.
doesn't help.
This is nothing's going
to
happen.
Yeah. yeah.
I sleep through those. Like I'll just mm-hmm. go back to sleep until
really?
It's gone.
Oh, man.
With like a wet towel over my head.
it
works.
Ray's got a system.
Yeah.
Ray's like towel. Yes. Cold water. Yes. AC. Drank.
Bucket
AC,
just in case
drank.
You vomit.
mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, dude, what, I haven't had one of those in a while. When
yeah.
you're barfing. Ooh.
What really sucks is like when you wake up and you're still drunk. So like you know that the hangover is coming. Does that
yeah,
make sense?
Sure.
Yeah.
No? Okay.
You're not drunk, but like your face still feels kind of numbish.
Yeah.
And like, it's slowly going away.
No, you can tell you're still drunk because you're like talking to someone on the phone. You're still like in party mode.
Yeah. Or like you wake up and you're like, I feel great.
Yeah.
But then you're like, 5 minutes later, you're like, oh shit. No. No.
Like, you wake up and you're like, all right, cool, man. Last night was a blast, bro.
Yeah. And then the hangover starts this? To come on and you're like, oh God.
You're like, oh shit, I got to sit down.
Yeah. Oh man. I went to a ASCE conference in college and like, The first night, like, I partied really hard, and then I got, like, a cab ride back to the hotel, and the next morning, like, I felt fine when I woke up, and then it was, like, I didn't realize, like, I was still drunk from the night before, so then we got to, like, the place where they were doing this competition thing, and, like, as soon as we got there, I was just like, I was like, can I use somebody's sunglasses? It was just like, I don't know.
I forgot. I should message Chris. Tell him to put me up first because I just realized you're not hosting.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Fuck. Tell him to put me up first, too. Be like, yo, me and Ray are coming.
What, you guys don't want to hang out?
Or maybe you should tell him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll tell him.
Put Ray and Joe in the top three.
All right.
That way it's like he feels like he's obligated.
Yeah. Well, I don't have to because now that I think about it, everybody's doing sleuth and shit, which I'm not.
Yeah.
I'll go up like fifth or something.
Yeah.
Then all right.
Is Shit Sandwich happening today?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
I didn't see any of the posts about it.
Yeah, I'm just going to go home and smoke weed and be a piece of shit.
All right.
Like the rest of the
night. Uh-oh.
The parents are going to Halloween.
You ever see, like, you get, like, a message in Messenger and then you open it up and there's no new message? And you're like, what the fuck had just happened?
Dude, I'm excited for Thursday.
What's Thursday?
We got a bunch of comics going to.
So you're really gonna hook me up with a ticket? You're the man, son.
Because we get one free.
Hell yeah!
Because what they did was they didn't let us bring people for like employee night. So they're like, you get one free ticket on select nights, and you can take whoever you want.
So
I'm giving you mine.
And I can pick you up if you need a ride or whatever.
Hell yeah!
Is like Reed an employee?
Reed is an employee. He's given
his. Where does he work?
He's an accountant.
Oh yeah,
dude! I'm excited as fuck. I haven't been to Hornets in like a few years.
It's right now. It's me, Joey, Javarez, Christoph, Sean Philippe, Jared Scott, Billy Myers, Jessica, Tara, and David.
Oh, that sounds like a really fun party.
Yeah. I feel like it's going to be cool. I'm going to record some of it. And see
yeah,
if
it's
going to
be fun
film.
As
yeah,
fuck, bro.
Dude.
I can't wait. I'm gonna get
Everybody's
got to
act like a bitch.
We
like got to
do shrooms or some
bitch.
Shit. Some type of mind altering.
I'm losing my job on Thursday.
Shut up, boss.
So wait, if you're an employee and you're there as a guest...
Mm-hmm.
And you like do something fucked up and crazy,
yeah,
can they fire
fired.
You?
Yeah, it happens all the time.
Oh,
people
okay.
just get drunk and do stupid shit. There was like one group of guys that were walking out around Diagon Alley. It was like two guys, and then they're just like grabbing shit off the shelves and like flinging it everywhere, drunk as fuck. And they're like telling everyone, they're like, don't worry, I work here.
No, we're not worried. You should be worried.
And they just got fired. And shit happens at Epcot all the time.
Yeah, I bet.
Because, like, you know,
everyone goes there to get fucked up. Yeah. Shit.
They don't give us discount on alcohol, though, which is probably to cut down on that shit.
Yeah.
They were giving us $4 beers, though.
Like, yeah, you can get in free, but
awesome.
$4 beers?
Yeah.
Maybe they're like, we have too many employees. We need to cut down on the employees. $4 beers, everyone.
Yeah.
Well, no, they're like, we know our employees drink.
Yeah.
Charge them on the fucking drinks. Uh-huh. That way we make their ticket price back.
Yeah.
It was cool as shit. Last night, after, like, Halloween Horror Nights closed at like 1, so we left at like 12:40, and it was just like me and my sister's friend. We were just hitting up all the clubs. Jesus Christ.
I can see it shine.
Because you get in, like, after Halloween Horror Nights, you get into the clubs for free if you went to Halloween Horror Nights.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So how'd it end?
I was drunk as shit, and I cried in the shower by myself.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I think I was really drunk as shit, and she wanted to fuck, but I cried. We were spooning in my bed, and I was crying.
I can't love you the way you want me to.
She went down on me, and I was like, you deserve better.
And then I played Drake.
She's like, all right, now I'm going to suck your cock. You're like, you don't have to. All right, what's the point?
No, no one's making you do this.
Oh man.
All right, Chris hooked it up with number two on the list. Yeah,
bam.
Fucks.
Oh,
I can feel it shining.
Fuck. I want to watch the Clemson Louisville game tonight.
For so long.
But I don't know where I'm going to watch it. Huh?
You said you're going to watch what?
The Clemson Louisville game tonight. But I don't know
where
I'm going to watch it.
Oh, is that the Sunday night or Saturday night lights?
Yeah, it's like the big one tonight.
I don't think I have Chris's number.
Is that the main event?
I guess. It's time!
In this corner, we have a university.
Did you tell
lets
Chris
its fraternities sleep with? Okay.
Okay.
Did you
okay. Joey Balzac, everyone.
In this corner, we let our fraternities get away with murder because their parents fund us.
Oh, here's the fucked up thing about fraternities. Okay,
and when they graduate, they continue to fund.
Every fraternity is a national organization. They pool their resources together. So anytime like one of their chapters fucks up, like legally, they have like the whole national legal team at their back. So if like a college is like, no, you guys have fucked up too much, get the fuck away from this college, they can, the whole fraternity has like millions of dollars at their disposal.
Nice.
To sue one college. So like it's really like legally it's like set up so that each college is kind of at a disadvantage to deal with fraternities.
So like,
and that's why they let them get away with murder.
Yeah, basically, huh?
Skull and Crossbones.
Yeah, no, that's not.
What movie was that?
I don't remember.
The Skulls?
Isn't it a real thing? It's a real
Yeah,
a
the
real
Skull
thing.
And Bones is a real... Yeah. It's like a secret society.
But wasn't that a movie, too?
Yale,
yeah,
I
it
think.
Was a movie, too.
Yeah.
With
yeah,
one,
the Skulls, yeah.
With that one actor that fucking sucked.
Yeah.
He was like Robin or some shit once.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I guess, yeah.
What's his name?
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. The guy from Mighty Ducks, the kid.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Oh, my gosh!
Yeah, dude,
no
Charlie.
Way.
Charlie. Yeah. But no, like, so those aren't
Cheer
fraternities,
up, Charlie.
Though. They're just secret societies that, like,
yeah.
If your parents are like well-to-do, powerful people, you get in. Or if you like are good at making connections, you get in.
And I heard like,
but it's like 30 people a year.
The alumni of the fraternity like continues to like
fund it.
Fund
yeah.
the school
yeah.
of the fraternity.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like the school constantly gets money from them.
Yeah.
So they can't say shit.
Yeah.
When a girl's like, hee, me, me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
They pay off people and shit like that. I don't know. It's all fucked.
Yeah, Illuminati.
And all, like, because, like, there's, like, the, like, I guess, like, part of freedom of speech is freedom of assembly or something. There's, like, a freedom of assembly somewhere, like, that's enshrined in, like, law. So, like, basically fraternity is like, well, you can't prevent people from assembling together like as partiers and stuff, so like that's how they get away with it.
Can you imagine how shitty those fucking fraternity parties are? It's
oh
like a
God.
Bunch of like 20-year-olds trying to run shit.
Yeah. No,
trying to
I've,
organize something.
Yeah, no, I've been, and it's just like, well, if you get drunk enough you won't care. It's shitty. No, like that's how they all are. But like they have money, and like the thing is, like, you throw money at shit, and it masks a lot of, like, the disorganization. So it, like, feels like it's, like, legit because there's a lot of money.
Yeah.
I don't know. But really, it's just a bunch of people fucked up.
It's really just people paying for friends.
Yeah.
When you can just do heroin and have 10 friends, according to a documentary.
Like, I get it. Like, if you want to go into business, a fraternity would help. Just because, like, business is about, like, who you know and who you meet. But, like, if you're going into, like, a technical field or something, you don't need to be in a fraternity.
Hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. Never mind.
All right.
They suck, though.
I always hate frat boys. The idea of a
yeah.
frat boy, like,
no,
that
no.
fucking stereotype.
Fucking,
yeah, that's like the enemy.
Ugh.
Yeah. They're fucking douchey people.
Well, they just have to, like, feel comfortable with their little squad around them, and they're chanting the same things.
And then they refer to everyone as
bro. It's like, why don't you just be cool and get a group of friends, and then you, that could be your little crew.
Yeah.
And it's free. And it's real.
Yeah. You need to be a part of something to feel like you matter.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'd like to be a part of something.
I mean, I'm part of a comedy scene. I feel cool about that.
I don't even need to feel like I matter. I just like to be part of something. Can I have friends, please?
Like, yeah, just carry this torch. You're like, okay.
I'll do whatever you want. I'm just happy to be here.
Just carry this torch and chant stuff about, you know, stuff.
Hold this torch and say stuff. Jews will not replace us.
Yeah, no, there you fuck. Go. That's what I wanted to say, but I didn't want to say it.
Yeah, yeah. I said it.
Yeah. What's the point? Yeah. All right, cool. Fuck. We banged out the hour.
All right, we banged it out.
Banged it out, baby. Bang! Woo! Bang, bang!
Bang, 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 bang. Blame, blame, blame.
All right, cool. Now let's we can likes lazily go to Where Drunken Monkey. That?
Yep.
Because we already got spots.
We can DM. We can slide into the DM.
Ow!
Oh, shit. Bye, guys.
Bye. Bang, dan, dan, dan. Thank you so much, guys. That episode was brought to you by Monster Energy Drink. The energy drink of the world famous monster truck driver, Grave Digger. Grave Digger, what do you feel about Monster Energy? Makes me go real fast. All right. All right, cool. Now, gonna do my own podcast here at the end. It's just me, guys.
Are we done? We're not done?
It's just me on the couch. I'm going rogue. This is actually the breakup.
We're not done? What's going on?
This is me announcing the breakup.
You're announcing the breakup now? I thought we were gonna do that as a team. We never actually discussed how we do it, but I just assumed.
Apparently, Stephen Ray did it. So,
all right. I don't know. I got a really shit really bad.
I know it's
gonna be like it's gonna be a long wiping process. So
oh shit! It's one of those where you shit. Keep wiping.
Yeah, man. And it just keeps happening.
All right, bye y'all, or bye you guys. Yeah, there you go. Slam the mic down. That's not gonna make any noise.